brought to you by Penguin.
The Black Jacobins by C.L.R. James and Christiana Fryer, read by Don Gillet. Introduction by Christiana Fryer. From 1791 to 1804, enslaved people in the French colony of Saint-Domingue secured through war first their freedom from slavery, then the emancipation of all enslaved people in the French Empire, albeit temporarily, and finally their independence from France. Known as the Haitian Revolution, this series of events was monumental, a cataclysmic rupture in the 18th century order of things. The colony's black revolutionaries had transformed what was initially a well-planned uprising of enslaved people into something else entirely. A new nation based on the permanent absence of slavery, in which Haitians could determine their own fate. This nation was both a source of inspiration to enslaved people throughout the Americas and a warning to elites throughout the hemisphere and Europe that slavery could and would be brought to an end by its victims, if necessary, by force. Before Haiti, only one other nation had declared independence from a European power in the Americas. If this fact is startling to us, the surprise stems from a very long history of making Haiti and the United States seem so unfathomably distant in their origins and histories, rather than two nations that broke away from European colonial powers within three decades of each other. The Haitian Revolution should not be overshadowed. It was the third great Enlightenment Revolution, its story equal in importance to that of the creation of its near neighbor, the United States, and inseparable from the French Revolution. There are even loose parallels between the American and Haitian revolutions, for in both colonies, colonial elites resented the constraints of European rule, not least the share of their wealth the mother countries claimed, and demanded, initially at least, representation within metropolitan legislatures. Even the size of the United States is due in part to the Haitian Revolution, as France's impending defeat in Saint-Domingue made Napoleon willing to sell the vast Louisiana territories to the United States in 1803. And the histories of the two nations have remained intertwined to the present day, mostly to the Caribbean nation's detriment. Haiti, however, was different from the other American republics that emerged during the Age of Revolutions in at least two important ways. Slavery was an important factor in nearly all the American revolutions, though to varying degrees, and it would remain so throughout the 19th century. As late as the 1870s, slavery was a critical issue animating Cuba's 10 Years' War, and one of the stipulations of the Armistice Agreement that ended this conflict in 1878 was the imposition of a form of gradual emancipation, an apprenticeship period, similar to the one used by the British 40 years earlier to transition out of slavery in the Caribbean. Yet nowhere else did a slave rebellion lead to a national independence. Indeed, some refer to the Haitian Revolution as the only successful slave rebellion, and nowhere else in the Americas was the new nation an avowedly black nation. This declaration of Haiti as a black nation was not a simple reflection of island demography, but a political choice. The 1805 Haitian Constitution declared that every Haitian citizen was black. Although the making of Haiti is nothing short of remarkable, in many quarters, the Haitian Revolution is still treated as a marginal event within world history. In more than 10 years teaching university students in the United States and the United Kingdom, I rarely encounter students who have received significant formal instruction about the Haitian Revolution. Even fewer have learned more about it than they have about either the American or French revolutions. This inequity is not a coincidence, since the Haitian Revolution is a direct challenge to the stories about the modern world that schools and universities are still invested in telling. In the 1980s, the Haitian anthropologist Michel Rolf Trouillot suggested that the Haitian Revolution had been unthinkable. It had been, in 1791, unimaginable to white elites in France and Saint-Domingue, or in any society based around slavery for that matter, that enslaved people could themselves end slavery. And for France in the 19th century, the existence of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?